Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be in listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, you may press star one to ask a question. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Jim Karosa. Sir, you may begin.
Okay. I'd like to say, can you hear me now? But I'm assuming everybody can hear me now. So, good afternoon, everybody. My name's Jim Karosa. I'm the Assistant Director here at the National Science Foundation for the Directorate of Computer and Information Science and Engineering. And we've got folks here at NSF on this webinar with us, and also folks from VMware. And we'll go around the room and introduce ourselves in just a little bit. But I want to say that we're incredibly pleased to have our colleagues from VMware collaborating with us on this solicitation. From VMware, we have David Tendenhouse, Chris Ramming, Bruce Davey, Dennis Moreau, Jun-Cheng Zhang, and Tom Korn. They're joining us by phone. This is the only video feed we have, so we're going to be rotating some of the NSFers through here, and when David and others speak, they'll be coming through audio. So welcome to all of you, and again, a welcome to our colleagues from VMware. The purpose of this webinar is really to learn about the joint NSF-VMware participation on the software-defined infrastructure as a foundation for clean slate computing security. That has an acronym, as everything does, SDI/CSCS. Before I hand things over to David, I just want to make a couple of comments just generally about this wonderful collaboration and the solicitation in general. So, you know, certainly at the National Science Foundation here through our NETS program, we've been, or our PIs have been exploring virtualization through the NETS program, through the CSR program that we have, and other programs as well. So we have a very sort of vibrant and ongoing research investment in the area of virtualization, but also in the area of cybersecurity. Our secure and trustworthy computing investment that we make, which is actually over a little over $70 million a year, this is actually the largest single program investment made across the foundation in a particular area for basic research. And so one of the things that's really exciting about this joint opportunity between NSF and VMware is to really bring together these two communities from virtualization and from security to use virtualization to build systems that are inherently secure because of the properties of virtualization and also the composition of such virtualized components. And in just a second, Dave Tendenhouse will discuss VMware's vision for this joint program and the associated opportunities, and again, the excitement that we all feel here for the advances. And again, that's why we're doing this, because of the research advances that we hope this program will enable. And it's really you folks in the research community who are going to make these things happen. I wanted to make a couple of comments about partnerships, because this is an important interaction between NSF and VMware, and also with you folks, the PI community, who are here for this webinar. And even though the research here is pre-competitive, we will have direct interaction with the VMware program directors, as Dave will be describing, on the jointly funded projects. And this is going to really create an avenue and a venue through which the National Science Foundation, the VMware folks, and the PI community can come together and understand problems really at this nexus of you know, basic, fundamental, pre-competitive research, and also the industry perspective on this. And I will tell you, as many of you know, a longtime researcher in the academic networking community, you know, personally, these kinds of collaborations that involve industry are really precious. It's something we can't do as an academic community alone, and it allows us an opportunity to really understand where our research contributions coming out of the universities can have impact. So I think this is a really, really exciting opportunity for the whole community. Just one other thing about partnerships. I don't know how many folks out there have had a chance to read this AAAS report that came out on restoring the foundation. It's talking about the need for the country as a whole to build up and continue to build the foundation on basic research in science and engineering. And this kind of partnership between government, industry, and academia is exactly called for. The entire last third of that report talks about that. So I can't give you homework, but if you want an interesting report to read, I think you should read that, because I think it makes a lot of important points about where the country as a whole needs to go. And I think that this collaboration that we're going to be having here between VMware and the National Science Foundation and the PI community is exactly the kind of collaboration and a little bit out of the box thinking and new collaborations that are possible and sort of envisioned in that AAAS report. So let's see, I did talk a little bit about partnerships, and again, I just want to say that I'm incredibly excited to be kicking off this meeting, that this area of virtualization and security is the intersection of that's an incredibly rich and important area to be looking for research problems. And again, this partnership that we have between VMware, NSF, and the research community, I think, is going to be doing wonderful things. So maybe with that as an introduction, I want to turn things over to Dave Tenenhouse, who's the Chief Research Officer at VMware. I think those of you in the research community, you know David for his work on Planet Lab and Active Networks, which were really two of the precursors for software-defined networking and software-defined infrastructure. Dave, I can tell you, I still remember in 1995 or 6 when I first read your paper with I think it was a CCR paper with David Weatherall on active networking and how that really that one paper really set the foundation for an awful lot of stuff that's happened since then. So, Dave, I'm going to turn things over to you. Again, the community, I think, knows you well, and we're looking forward to hearing about your comments on this collaboration between VMware, NSF, and the research PI community.
Thank you, Jim. And, again, I'm going to assume people can hear me. I'm looking for Jim for...
Yep, we can hear you fine.
Great. It's a tremendous honor for VMware to partner with you, the NSF, and the SAIS research community in this effort to reinvent our collective approach to securing cyberspace. In addition to thanking all the VMware folks who've been helping with this, I'd like to express my appreciation for the talented NSF team, including Erwin Jonchandani, Ken Calvert, Nina Amla, Jack Brazil, Darlene Fisher, Mimi McClure, and Gurdip Singh. Today, I'd like to briefly provide some historical context for the connection between virtualization and security, and a few thoughts on what the emergence of software-defined infrastructure brings to the research table. The connection between virtualization and security has been recognized since at least the 1960s, when IBM's CPCMS isolated users in completely separate operating system instances. Since those early days, many security benefits beyond sandboxing have been identified and exploited. For example, virtual machine introspection can provide new hooks for monitoring and enforcement. VMs can be used as an ingredient of honeypot-based attack containment and forensics. Virtual hardware can be altered and simplified to reduce attack surfaces. And VMs can be reconfigured, replicated, and rolled back as an aspect of defense. In recent years, virtualization has been extended beyond processors to storage and networking, leading to a world in which a broad and complete range of service infrastructure can be defined and secured in entirely novel ways. For example, microsegmentation is increasingly viewed as a key element of cyber hygiene for industry and government. It's a data center security practice that enforces isolation, containment, monitoring, and recovery around specific application services. In one implementation approach, network virtualization is used to achieve a degree of isolation that would otherwise be implemented with complex combinations of hardware-based firewalls, subnets, and ACLs. Virtual networks, therefore, significantly reduce the hardware required and the opportunities for configuration problems and human errors that are the root cause of so many security vulnerabilities. Software-defined infrastructure, or SDI for short, builds on the foundation of virtualization by specifying applications at a higher level of abstraction. SDI as an architectural approach opens the door to additional security opportunities, such as using dynamic reconfiguration to sustain a high work factor deterrent for attackers. At a higher level, SDI can be used to enable secure multi-tenancy through the dynamic instantiation of virtual data centers. In addition to opening the door to new approaches to security, SDI can also be the enabler of security-related research and of its rapid translation to practice. This is the key to the clean slate aspect of this program. Today, researchers who hope to do pioneering work are discouraged by the difficulty of bringing disruptive new ideas into a world with so much legacy infrastructure. For example, networking researchers privately bemoan the ossification of the Internet as an obstacle to experimenting with, let alone deploying, novel network and security technologies. SDI can reduce these barriers to research by hiding the dependencies on legacy physical infrastructure and or enabling the virtualized deployment of whole new classes of infrastructure. In effect, it allows radically new hardware and software to coexist with legacy artifacts. In summary, the premise of this program is that virtualization and SDI offer a realistic entry point to truly groundbreaking security research. Although VMware is an enterprise software company today, our roots trace back to government-supported university research. We feel that we have a special obligation to give back to this community and look forward to partnering with SAIS to help researchers create a secure cyberspace for the nation and the world. Thank you for joining us on this journey. At this time, I'd like to introduce Ken Calvert, who joined SAIS in May 2016 as Director for the Computer and Networking Systems Division. Ken will talk about the vision behind the solicitation and the research challenges NSF and VMware would like to see addressed. I'd like to congratulate Ken on his new role.
Thanks, David. And I also want to say, echo Jim in saying how excited we are about this partnership with VM. Now, we all know the problem. We hear every day about cyber attacks and threats to our information systems. As the solicitation notes, a lot of our critical systems have been developed with security as an add-on rather than a basic design consideration. As a result, the mechanisms we rely on to make our systems trustworthy are fragmented, hard to configure, and hard to reason about. For example, this makes it difficult to reason about the spread of attacks in distributed systems. Policies have to be specified in terms of low-level artifacts like processes, IP addresses, and ports. This leads to configuration errors and hard-to-debug gaps and conflicts in policies up and down the stack. Applications have and will continue to have faults that provide entranceways for malicious payloads. It's no exaggeration, I think, to say that the security and trustworthiness of our infrastructure is one of the most challenging issues of our time. We still have a long way to go toward a solution, and the problem's not going to go away. Indeed, as our modern society becomes increasingly dependent on cyber infrastructure in all areas, it's only going to grow in importance. So that's why this solicitation challenges teams of researchers in security, networking, computer systems, and other areas to investigate the advantages of software-defined infrastructure in building a more secure foundation for our information systems. We are interested in supporting a research community working at the confluence of SDI and Clean Slate computer security and in transitioning the research findings to practice as quickly as possible. Now, David Tennenhaus has given some history about how virtualization has been used in the past to make components of computer and network systems, including legacy systems, more secure. We want to extend the research underpinning these advances in virtualization, integrate them into an innovative systems perspective, and focus on new ways to make them more secure than our current systems. Now, at NSF, we know that the most innovative ideas are the ones that we don't anticipate. Nevertheless, the solicitation provides some examples of possible research directions to give the flavor of what we're looking for. So in that light, consider that FDI can offer, for example, wide-angle visibility into the normal or abnormal behavior of highly distributed applications. And this capability might be used to detect and isolate malicious activity. FDI also supports the principle of least privilege execution, for example, by limiting access to virtual resource pools to those needed by a particular application and or principle or the combination of the two. SEI may also be able to enhance resilience through adaptive response and flexible mitigation strategies, which can be adapted to whole classes of applications. And then SDI may be able to act as a trust measurement interface between software and the underlying hosting platforms in terms of processing, networking, and storage, and also provide mutual attestation between a virtual platform and application software. Now, I want to stress again that these are illustrative examples, and they're not intended to be limiting. Also, as you think about your proposals, please note that the review criteria emphasize a systems perspective, and they focus on the creation, deployment, and evaluation of demonstration or prototype solutions at the component and eventually at the system level. We are especially interested in approaches that take into account multiple heterogeneous administrative domains at various levels. And I want to stress that although a well-defined threat model is crucial, we're looking for teams that are working towards solutions as opposed to finding new vulnerabilities. We invite truly innovative proposals, and we look forward again to working with VMware as we fund and enable teams as they take up this challenge that could have wide-reaching technical and eventually social impacts. So now I'd like to introduce Darlene Fisher, Program Director and Lead for the Networking Technology and Systems, or NETS program, and she's going to talk about the solicitation, who can submit, required proposal components, and the review and selection process.
Thank you, Ken. And I want to thank everyone in the audience for your interest in this exciting research opportunity and for attending the webinar today. So I'm going to talk about what's in the solicitation and what you should think about as you write your proposal. So I want to start by noting information you should have immediately, and that, of course, is the program solicitation. It is NSF 16-582, which you can easily find on a web search. And it is posted at the SIES website and on the CNS webpage. Secondly, the proposal deadline is 5 o'clock your time on October 5th, 2016. NSF and VMware together expect to award approximately two projects, and each project may request up to $3 million total over 3 years. And we expect the awards to be made by early spring 2017. Next, going to talk about the solicitation, its requirements, thoughts about team composition, and key proposal sections, and what we expect to see in each of these sections. I will then talk about the review and award process and selection process, and we will end the webinar with questions and answers. So who can submit? It's institutions that submit proposals to NSF, and this solicitation restricts submissions to U.S. academic institutions, U.S. universities, and 2 and 4-year colleges, including community colleges, may submit one or more proposals. A U.S. institution in this case is one that is accredited within the U.S., has a campus in the U.S., that acts on the behalf of its faculty members. And sub-awardees follow the same restrictions. An individual may participate as PI, co-PI, or senior personnel, and no more than one proposal submitted in response to this solicitation. If any individual is found to be on two proposals, the proposal with the earliest submission date will be accepted and all others will be returned to that review. So please make sure the individuals on your team have consented to participate on your project and they are not listed on any other proposal. We are looking for manageable sized teams with individuals with demonstrable expertise that is needed to successfully conduct the research. The solicitation requires that the inclusion of each team member be justified and show how he or she will contribute to the overall vision of the program and the specific goals of the proposal. I'm going to talk first about the project description section of the proposal. You have up to 20 pages for this section. There are very specific topics that you should address in the project description section of the proposal. The purpose of listing these topics on the slide is to make sure you clearly describe the proposed research and how it addresses the goals of the solicitation. How you plan to validate your research, how you will manage the project and the education outreach activities that will be part of your project, and how you might move this research into practice beyond publishing academic papers. We want these projects to have real-world impact. Most importantly, we want to see a clear statement of how the outcomes of your proposed work, focusing on virtualization and SDI, will fundamentally improve security for future computer systems, networks, and network systems. We expect that you might divide the proposed research into topics or components, and but we would like to see how the components synergistically work together to advance the goals noted in the solicitation. We would like to see a validation plan that includes the development of prototype systems and experimentation using the prototypes. The solicitation further calls for a Gantt chart that lays out the major tasks, milestones, and interdependencies among the tasks. Please note that the solicitation calls for a management plan as a supplementary document, which I'll discuss a little bit later in my talk. I mention it now because you might consider including in the Gantt chart as a way to indicate which team member or members are responsible for what task. We should also discuss in the project management the following topics, the project description, the following topics. If your project involves more than one institution, you should provide the rationale for including them and describe how you ensure effective collaboration. These awards are meant to be projects in which team members actively and synergistically collaborate to build upon concepts of SDI and virtualization to design and prototype secure systems. These projects should not be special purpose or single application systems, but to have outcomes that can be generalized to other areas of application, and you should note how this works within your proposal. Broader impact in the education of the next generation of researchers, scientists, and information technology workers are always key value to the National Science Foundation. In your proposal, you should show how your work will advance the field and across your plans and discuss your plans to integrate this research into education. This section should be actionable. By that, I mean that it is something you concretely plan to do in the future and not just include past achievements or vague aspirations. The collaboration plan is expected for all proposals that include more than one PI, which, given the nature of this call, we expect will be all submitted proposals. I've listed the following topics to be discussed in this part. You should include a description of the roles for all the participants, how the project will be managed across investigators, institutions and disciplines, and include coordination mechanisms. The budget should include support for collaboration and project management. This makes it real. If a project includes funding for a postdoc, then a postdoc mentoring plan is required and uploaded as a separate document. CRA has a research page, which is hot linked on this slide, with best mentoring practices for you to consider. The program will operate under a public dedication intellectual property model. Importantly, the solicitation specifies which open source licenses meet the program objectives, and the solicitation states the requirement that research results be publicly disseminated through an access compliant repository in accordance with the NSF public access policy. NSF also requires a data management plan for all projects. This is where you should indicate the plan policy for licensing software. Please read the solicitation and visit the URL on the slide for more guidance on this topic. All NSF research proposals require a broader impact section, both in the project summary and in the project description. And I've already talked about this topic. But I want to note that you may request RU funds, which is research experience for undergraduates, in the budget for up to $16,000 for the first year. REU funds do not count against the $3 million budget limit. You may include letters of collaboration, pledging, for example, data or access to resources or facilities, but you may not include letters of general support for the project or its expected outcomes. We do expect to see support for graduate students. You may also request support for software engineers or other necessary technical personnel, as well as for the postdocs we've already talked about. The review process proposals received to this solicitation are as follows. Proposals will be reviewed by a merit review panel, and the program director may request additional ad hoc reviews for a project as appropriate. The proposals will be reviewed according to the NSF standard intellectual and broader impact review criteria, but in addition, the reviewers will be asked to consider the solicitation-specific review criteria found in the solicitation. NSF will conduct the panels. VMware team members will attend the panels as observers. NSF and VMware will meet to discuss the proposals and decide whether to have a reverse site visit for the top-rated projects. But during a reverse site visit, this is where individuals are called upon to answer concerns raised by the reviews, NSF program managers, or by the VMware partners. The NSF and VMware jointly will make this final funding decision. So the solicitation-specific review criteria I just talked about include the following. The extent to which the products have a systems perspective and result in a coherent whole, there's more than sum of parts, so we do not want to see individual research topics that are look as if they've just been, quote-unquote, stapled together. Include evaluation through demonstrations and prototypes of components in an overall system. And feature lean, well-integrated teams of researchers with expertise in security, networking, computer systems, and other critical areas necessary to conduct your proposed research. So in terms of funding models, the projects will be funded jointly by NSF and VMware through separate NSF and funding instruments. NSF will make grants, and VMware will use VMware agreements. Projects may receive supplements from either NSF or VMware later. NSF and VMware will work together to jointly manage the NSF-VMware project partnership projects while following the guidelines and regulations governing each party. NSF and VMware will each designate a program director for each NSF-VMware partnership award. The program director will jointly oversee the execution of the project. VMware will work with NSF to be active participants, such as advising researchers on technical issues and industry context, with NSF conducting annual on-site reviews, inviting awardees to site visits at VMware, accepting invitations to attend site visits at the awardees institutions, and potentially hosting student interns. VMware may separately fund its own personnel to directly to support these partnerships awards, part-time or full-time, with the institution's awarded projects. We will add a FAQ with more information about how VMware might participate in the awarded projects and how they might help awardees identify promising directions for increased industrial and societal impact. This solicitation nicely aligns with national priorities as designated by the White House for supporting high-risk, potentially high-payoff research and education. We hope that the projects will transform how we think about and design and execute secure, complex engineered systems. The solicitation outlines potential new capacities that might result from these problems. Some are listed on this slide, and others are included in the solicitation. These are included only as examples. Note that there are requirements for the project title, which are listed here. And I've also listed the expected supplementary documents as a way of summarizing them. Please read the solicitation carefully and take a look at the NSF PA PPG 2016 for general guidance on writing NSF proposals. And let me repeat the deadline date. These proposals are due October 5th, 5 o'clock, time of the submitters. We hope that many of you are already working with high-powered teams to create new secure systems building on the potential power of virtualization and software-defined infrastructure, and will submit really exciting proposals. We are now open for questions. We will take these questions, compile the questions and answers into FAQs or frequently asked questions, and post it on the website for this webinar. And late tonight, the audio, the slides, the transcripts will be posted, and we will post the FAQs as soon as possible.
To ask your question over the phone lines, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and clearly record your name when prompted. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Once again, at this time, please press star 1 to ask a question. One moment, please, for the first question.
So you may also send us questions by email. We will collect those as well and add them to the FAQs.
Currently, we are showing no questions on the phone lines, but as a reminder, please press star 1 at this time.
You can ask for comment, too.
Jim Carosa just said we can ask for comments.
We do have a question coming through. One moment, please.
Thank you.
We have a question from Aditya Akella. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. I have a couple of quick questions, somewhat unrelated to each other. The first is on one of Darlene's slides, she had this bullet that the proposal or the ideas must be generalizable to other areas of application. If I read it correctly, I was wondering if you could clarify what that meant.
This is a comment that came from VMware, but I think it means that we don't want you to take a narrow application and do a special purpose solution that can then only be used in that very very narrow. Situation, very narrow context.
So if I were to sort of just give you an example, suppose I were to design something for a data center context, would that be narrow or would that be general?
I think that's pretty general.
This is Chris Ramming. If I can chime in there, Aditya, I think that one of the ideas here is that as you uncover ideas in exploration of a specific target like a data center, it would be nice if some of those very general principles could be generalized to other settings. For example, the Internet of Things is something that we all would like to secure more effectively. And as we uncover techniques that work in one setting, perhaps they would also apply in others.
Okay, great. Thanks for clarifying. And my second question, if I may go for it,
please,
is. What does a lean team mean? Are you implying something about the size or the number of PIs involved on the project, or it's just
so
you just
a,
want to thank you?
Yes, certainly. There's a background that we have had in the past, people who think that NSF wants very broad participation from many, many people and many institutions on a large project like this. And we are trying to clarify that what we want is a right-sized team that is right-sized for the problem and for the areas of expertise required for this particular proposal.
Got it. Thanks. Those are my questions for now.
Thank you.
And currently showing no phone questions, as a reminder, press star 1 for any questions or comments. One moment, please.
Okay, as I said, if you have questions, we're happy to take them by email. I'd like to turn it over back over to Jim Carosa with parting remarks.
Thanks, Darlene. I just want to make a couple of closing statements. And again, if you have any questions that come up during the closing statements, something you just realized you wanted to ask, Darlene's here. She can come sit back here again. I just wanted to say thank you again to VMware. That I think that I'll speak both wearing my hat as the AD for SCIES at the National Science Foundation, but also a researcher in the networking community. That again, I think this ability to bring together a collaboration between the National Science Foundation, VMware, and the research community is incredibly rich, and it's a wonderful opportunity for our PI community to really make that tight collaboration with industrial researchers. So David and Chris and Bruce and Dennis and Junchong and Tom, thank you on behalf of the National Science Foundation and also on behalf of the PI community. And for those of you out there in the PI community, it's a tremendous opportunity. So send in your best ideas. We're really looking forward to hearing from you. So one last plea for comments or questions. If not, I think we'll bring this to a close.
No questions on the phone lines at this time.
Okay. Dave, Chris, Bruce, anything you want to add, or shall we wrap this up for now? And again, let me remind folks that if you do have questions, please do send them in to Darlene, and we can add them to the FAQ as they come in, and we will do that.
Jim, I'd like to thank you as well. We're really looking forward to some exciting work in this program, and so it's wonderful for us, and we hope for the community as well.
Okay. Great, Chris. Thanks very much, and thanks all of you for tuning in. Aditya, thanks for the question, and we'll I'm sure there'll be a lot more communication going on.
Look forward to your proposals.
And we look forward to your proposals, too. So, again, I'm sure we'll all be in touch. Thanks for participating in this again, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. This does conclude the conference. You may disconnect at this time.